Jesus said to his disciples, "After 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified." Then assembled together the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders of the people, and consulted that they might take Jesus by subtlety and kill him. Jesus was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, and there came to him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment, pouring it on his head as he sat at meat. The disciples said, "To what purpose is this waste? For this might have been sold for much and given to the poor." Jesus said, "Why trouble the woman? For she has wrought a good work upon me. For you have the poor always with you, but me you have not always. In that she has poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. Verily I say to you, wherever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also be what this woman has done as a memorial of her." Judas Iscariot went to the chief priests. To them, "What will you give me, and I will deliver him to you?" And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. Now the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Where shall we prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to such a man and say to him, 'The master says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.' Now when even was come, he sat down with the 12. As they ate, he said, 'Verily I say to you that one of you shall betray me.' They were exceedingly sorrowful, and began every one of them to say to him, 'Lord, is it I?' Dips his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born."
Thank you.
Judas asked, "Master, is it I?" Jesus answered, "You have said it." Took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples. He said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks. He gave it to them saying, "Drink all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink henceforth of the fruit of this vine until the day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Jesus said to them, "All shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee." Offended because of you, yet I will never be offended. Jesus said to him, "Verily I say to you that this night, before the cock crow, you shall deny me three times." Peter said, "Though I should die with you, yet will I not deny you." Likewise also said all the disciples. Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane and said, "Sit here while I go and pray." He took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. He said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry here and watch with me." He went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, "O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." He came to the disciples and, finding them asleep, said to Peter, "Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak." He went away again the second time and prayed, "O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done." found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. He left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to his disciples and said, "Sleep now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand who betrays me." While he spoke, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, "Whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he. Hold him fast." And forthwith he came to Jesus and said, "Hail, Master," and kissed him. Jesus said to him, "Friend, wherefore have you come?" Then came they and laid hands on Jesus.